It is 20 minutes to 9 here on 2SER Breakfast. You're with Mitch. Three guys and a guitar, tripod. You would have seen them on stage or on telly over the last two decades. And now they're celebrating 20 years of making us giggle while tapping our feet. Not only that, but they've released a songbook, 101 Tripod Hits, so you can learn the songs and play along at home. They're kicking off a tour as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival tonight, which runs until Saturday, May the 7th at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. But joining me here in the studio this morning is Scott, Gatesy and Yoni. Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Mitch.
Morning. How are you? You got all the facts right.
I feel like we're a bit redundant. You nailed that.
I've got a really big fact-checking department here at 2SER.
Yeah, you got it on four.
I mean, we could have just stayed in bed.
Yeah.
I couldn't play the music, though, which we'll be playing a song after the chat. So take us back 20 years. You're celebrating 20 years this year. What was it like sort of starting up gigging around Melbourne? Tell us the germination of Tripod.
It was pre-internet. That's Whoa. How long ago it was.
So we can make up whatever story we want.
We can.
What did that mean? We had a mailing list. Remember, we used to have a newsletter that we'd send out so that people knew about the gigs.
Yep.
And we'd sit in a room and the mailing list, I think we put it to bed when there were about 1,000. So towards the end of that, the three of us were sitting in a room licking envelopes for a day.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Were they handwritten newsletters as well?
They were done on PageMaker.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. It was a piece of publishing software back in those days. And we used to, they had a real look. They were all these kind of old-fashioned kind of illustrations and weird articles that we'd written just to fill up two sides of an A4 page. People would magnet them to their fridge.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was good. You know the pancake parlor? It looked like a pancake parlor menu.
Oh. that was our style guide.
It was called Dog's Body.
Yeah.
And so what were some of the first gigs that you guys played? How were you received? Was it playing to an empty room? Like,
yeah, it was, largely. Look, we were just playing around town in sort of, you know, we started off busking, actually. I remember just saying to my friend, let's busk some Neil Diamond covers, you know, and he said, sure. And then this other guy who I hadn't noticed was in the room said, yeah, I'm in. And that was Yoni, and I'm still playing with you.
I only found this out about 2 years ago. I sort of thought I was like a founding member for like 18 years.
Yeah, we could all variously claim the title of founding member. We were just doing all sorts of cover bands around Melbourne in different configurations.
And all kinds of gigs as well. Yeah. I remember you telling me a story. This before I was in the group.
Ooh.
Doing a party.
Oh, yeah, the dress-up party.
The dress-up party. And the gig wasn't going so well.
Not great. People were sort of dancing. It was pretty surreal. They all had, like, they were dressed as teddy bears and stuff, and they were dancing, like, you know, a meter away from our faces, like, holding plastic toy guns in our faces whilst dancing.
Weird.
It was just sort of like a Tarantino film.
But how did you cope with the gig not going so well?
We stopped and then we chucked all our stuff over the back fence, climbed over the back fence and ran away.
Yeah,
thing about doing a backyard gig.
Yeah.
It's an easy exit.
And you not having a drummer. That's, yeah. That's the other plot.
You just legged it.
Yeah, we legged it.
And were chased by bears holding guns.
Yeah, I don't think they noticed we were gone, to be honest.
Tell us about the songbook, 101 Hits. Was it kind of like a fun process going back and sort of cataloguing them and getting in the written proper song format?
It was fun. We had to, first of all, we had to pick them. We had like a voting system.
No.
We made a little spreadsheet. And you had to give a number of, I think it was out of 5 votes each. You had a possible 5 votes for each song and
something like that. Yeah.
And there was a couple that we were a bit sad that didn't quite make it in, but these are like our favourites pretty much. Not necessarily. I mean, we went on Facebook and just made sure that there weren't any really glaring omissions, and so you know people made some suggestions, but. Yeah. The book is pretty much the ones we like.
Yeah. It was a variously fun and kind of mortifying experience going back through all our old kind of clips and trying to piece the songs back together. But on the whole, they hold up. So the show is us randomly picking from the book every night, a totally different set list with a bingo barrel. So it's totally random, completely unique show every night. We have to be on our toes.
Yeah, and we're held to account for our choices. Like, we better have chosen good ones because we're doing them all. I think we have done them all now, haven't we?
Do you think? No, Drive King hasn't come up.
Drive King hasn't come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So tell us about the process. There's a bingo
Yeah.
What's it called? A bingo roller?
I don't know. I still don't know.
It's, well, there's a British thing called a tombola, which is like a, it's not a, it's more like barrel shaped rather than ball shaped like ours is, but it's basically got a whole lot of balls in it and...
It's got 101 ping pong balls. Each ping pong ball is numbered.
Right.
1 to 101.
Okay.
And yeah, that basically has to do, we have to do this. One Friday night, can I just say, there was, this is about... No, it's a crude. It's about commitment and committing to those songs.
Yes.
And there's a few songs that aren't necessarily comedy-based or comedy-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And one Friday night in Melbourne during the comedy festival, four of the songs came out that were quite serious. Not, you know,
at the top of the show.
At the top of the
but
show.
But other than that, the random gods of randomness have been pretty kind to us. But
and a lot of comedians, a lot of our comedian friends are going, well, rig it. Just rig it. You know, you can rig it. No one's going to know.
Dishonest.
No, we'll know.
I love that a lot of the musician friends are saying that too. So it's kind of nice hearing the same. Because usually we hear a different thing from musicians and a different thing from comedians go, I love your music. Musicians go, I love your comedy. You know, but finally, entertainers can agree on you should rig it.
I wanted to ask about that because you guys are kind of in two camps. You know, musical comedians are kind of neither belong to neither family.
Yeah.
Mm. How has that kind of affected you guys? Over the years,
I think it has affected us. I think we're insecure, just barely functioning humans.
Yeah,
I think we were before.
All right.
The band's done.
Okay,
but now it's interesting. Like it's that thing of like it could be a weakness that we don't quite fit into into a particular genre, or you know we just. Think of it as a strength because we fit the same into a music.
Oh yeah, what he said. That's what I was trying to say. Is that not obvious?
I believe you called
you're
me
just good at
messed up individual.
No, you're just good at you know crystallizing what I was meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, let's ply your trade right now live on air. What are we going to hear this morning?
Okay, so this song is about my dad was a teacher at a private school back in Melbourne, and I got to go to that same school. On half ticks because he was a teacher, so you can go cheap. And we used to do musicals with the girls' school down the road because it was a boys' school that I went to. And there was something about the girls at that school that were just very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I am at a moment in my life when I want more than just a pretty little head, some random girl to warm my bed. No, instead I'm gonna hold out, cause I finally know exactly what I want.
Old money, I'd really like to meet a girl who comes from old money, some pointless twit who thinks I'm scum. She's got to be the kind of girl who wouldn't know
la, 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 la,
how to toast a piece of bread.
La, 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 la,
the kind of girl who, if you said, where's the laundry? She would answer, how the hell would I know? Is it near the stable?
And at the table, I would mispronounce the foods and she would laugh at me. Her parents scowl as I get confused by all the fancy cutlery. They're just plain better than me.
Old money, ooh yeah,
she'll always be extremely rude to the hell,
la, 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 la.
And when she's not around,
la, 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 la,
the help will then be rude to me, cause they can see I got no place here, she's just using me to get back at her father.
And the butler is the only one who's ever really nice to me. We play at dice and he teaches me the finer points of falconry. Until the night her father summons him up to the study, the next day we go fishing, him and me. I'm unpacking my sandwich when he throws me in the water and bashes me with an oar until I drown.
That'd be sweet.
Old money, she looked back on me as just a fad.
Old money,
she's only using me to get at her dad.
Yeah, that's early. It's early in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's early to do anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Performing tonight at the Factory Theatre until Saturday, May 7. Go and check it out. Tripod celebrating 20 years of not quite being musicians, not quite being comedians. Still kicking all sorts of goals. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mitch.
Catch you next time.